Xbox is about to do something really interesting. Because when it comes to Xbox's upcoming launch of Starfield, as a first-party title, the game is pretty much guaranteed to be on Game Pass when it launches. However, in the case of Starfield, for players that are looking for access a little sooner, Xbox is now offering early access for players who are willing to buy the game versus playing it on Game Pass. In fact, Xbox is currently offering a digital premium edition of Starfield for $99.99 that, on top of DLC, a digital art book, exclusive skins, and the original soundtrack, players will also receive access to Starfield 5 days earlier than Game Pass subscribers. And like I said, this is really interesting because for years we've been debating the question of how does Game Pass not cannibalize video game sales? I mean, in the past, games like Halo Infinite, Sea of Thieves, Forza, or even Microsoft Flight Simulator all launched with a price tag of $60 to $70. But thanks to Xbox Game Pass, access to games like these and many others now only cost you $11 a month. Again, raising the question of why the hell would you buy these games, especially when first-party games never leave Game Pass? And that's what makes Xbox's upcoming launch strategy for Starfield so interesting. You can slightly begin to see the woven narrative that Microsoft is trying to make between Game Pass and buying games outright. The encouragement of early access and banking on FOMO amongst gamers by saying something like, yes, the game will be a part of your Game Pass subscription, but if you buy the game outright, you get to play it 5 days earlier. And you don't want to be the only gamer not playing Starfield when everybody else is. Like, for me, that is such an interesting strategy for Microsoft, that if it pays off for Starfield, oh, I can 100% see a future where Microsoft does this for every single launch. Come 2024, when Hellblade 2 launches, I guarantee you we are going to get that game day and date when it launches on Game Pass. However, Xbox will probably be offering a premium edition of the game that will likely give you 5 days early access if you buy the game outright. But again, I'm having a hard time here because I am not a fan of this, especially when it's $35. You know, if Xbox offered like Game Pass subscribers a $10 early access pass, you know, I could probably get behind that, but like $35 is just insane.